We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Saints head coach Sean Payton back in Fort Worth. Bobby's in Mississippi. I'm here in New Orleans, and Coach Payton is in Fort Worth, Texas for the final week as they prepare for New England, and then we'll come home after that for the Giants. And Coach, you talked yesterday that, you know what, you would just kind of put this behind you, go look at the tape today, and then, you know, move forward, just like you put the Packers game behind, you put this behind, but you learned from this. So you watched, you know, what we call film or tape, it's video clips of the game. What do you take away now? What do you take away from yesterday now that you've seen it on tape?
Well, I think just overhearing you guys, that a lot of what you're saying is true. I mean, obviously it was the opposite from a week ago. And I think one of the things offensively is, you know, getting off schedule as quickly as we did, you know, on our first and second down plays. And then we had a number of protection issues and, look, some of that's on me. Just going into that game, far too many third and longs. We've got to do a better job of communicating when we're playing, you know, on the road. We're going to play in loud environments. And too many times, you know, Jameis doesn't have enough time to throw the football. It's third and long. If you chart the third downs in that game distance-wise compared to, you know, a week prior, that'll tell you a lot. And then, you know, defensively, we stopped the run for the most part. We felt pretty good about that. And you know, the ball stayed in front. The yards after the catch, that was something that stood out. You know, we didn't tackle as well in space as we had the week before. So all of those things, you know, we visited with this morning and had a chance to go through all the tape with the players. It's always tough on Mondays coming back in, and the number one thing though is you want to clean up some mistakes so they don't show up again, and that's all of us.
Now, you know, Coach Payton, you brought up this in the post game press conference. Our protection plan wasn't very good. I want you to elaborate on that, because to me it is about communication, whether the centers are setting the protection or the quarterback or a combination of both. But I'll tell you, the fans thing, it was like the blind leading the blind. Whether that was Jameis Winston and Cesar Ruiz, where if we could have McCoy. I mean, I can tell you right now my opinion, and then I think a number of fans that, you know, and I've told them, you know, who's hurt, who's playing, who's not there. The lineup was missing 8 starters because of injuries, suspensions, including 5 on defense. To me, sooner rather than later, we need McCoy back. I want Ruiz to play guard, and because he hasn't had the experience at the NFL level to have that responsibility to make the calls with protection in the National Football League.
Yeah, look, it'd be easier said than done just to make one switch or suggest that was one thing. I think, in fairness to Cesar and fairness to Jameis, you know, we got some double A walk-ups. We got some safety pressures, and we've got to have a few outlets too. You know, where, you know, look, we can try to turn the protection every time, and potentially risk putting the back on a defensive end. And you know, we did that once or twice, but we've always had a few other ideas relative to facing that type of zone pressure, because there's really a double A gap walk up, and then there's an additional threat. And
right.
all in all, I just felt like when we left that game, there wasn't anything that surprised me when I put the tape on, but I felt frustrated because I felt like, you know, we, our staff, myself, starting with it, have battled that kind of sub or third down pressure in the past much more effectively. And, you know, once it came, it kept coming then, Bobby, because we didn't pick it up effectively. And then it became something that really hampered what we were doing. But going back to first and second down, you know, we had a handful of penalties, a handful of minus plays that put us behind the sticks. And, you know, when you get to those longer yardage situations and you dump it off, you're going to have to punt. So I think our efficiency on early downs was something else that we have to be better at.
Now, you know, Coach Payton, I look at, I mean, I think they won in 1A. I look at Christian McCaffrey and Alvin Kamara. I think they're both flat-out studs. There's no question. But I just look at Christian McCaffrey. We knocked the crap out of him a couple of times. Now, he had 187 total yards. They're going to feature him and giving him the touches. He had 137 total yards for us. I think I kind of view Alvin Kamara, if he can have at least 100 total yards, you know, from scrimmage. But he ended up with 30 on 12 touches. But I look at two significant plays. I mean, this is like football 101. Okay, if you're running to the left, why wouldn't you shift the ball? This is a Deuce McAllister thing in your left arm and give a stiff arm, especially when you're going against a defensive back. And then also, you got to get the damn first down. And what were you going to, like, showboat and step out of bounds and maybe put the ball forward? But what if your foot goes out first? I mean, I don't know. We paid him. I think that the fans want more effort from Alvin Kamara.
Well, listen, he's someone daily and on the weekends that, man, competes his tail off. The total touches, though, are a great synopsis of the play count. You know, if you're not staying on the field on third down, if you're not converting or staying ahead of the chains, then the byproduct of that is, you know, your total snaps that you have and then the opportunities you have to run it and catch it. But he's as competitive as guy we have in this locker room. And, you know, from my angle, I thought at first he got the first down. But, you know, trust me, when we line up each weekend, I know he's someone that is 100% all in. Obviously, it's a frustrating game for him because he's not getting those same opportunities because we're not staying on the field. You know, these are all things that they kind of, when the game ends, it's easy to say, hey, we need to get him the ball more. Well, when you have 70 to 80 snaps, you're going to have all those touches. You're going to have those total yards. You're going to have the things that we're used to having when we have a good offensive plan or when we're more efficient. But look, I felt like, man, we were hardly on the field at all in that first half compared to the week before.
I'm Mike Haas. We'll be back with more of the Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Sean Payton, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back. Mike Haas, voice of the Saints with Saints head coach Sean Payton. We're here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. So Carolina played the Jets prior to playing the Saints, and their plan was to come hard at Zach Wilson. The Patriots yesterday played the Jets, and their plan was to come hard at Zach Wilson. So, Coach, I guess, you know, we hear this all the time. Is it true, kind of, that you're going to have to play your way out of this pressure? Because teams are going to come at you until you can prove that you can beat them with their own pressure, right?
Yeah, I look, it's an entirely different defense, though, structure-wise. And yeah, they were New England was effective at pressuring, but really hurrying because a lot of it was done, some with zone, some with man. Bill does a great job. You get a lot of man coverage from New England, but it's a different look than the defense Carolina plays just structurally.
Now, you know, Coach Payton, I'm looking at obviously you want to get off to a great start. And it was like bam, bam, bam. You talk about chunk plays. I'm looking at Carolina and McCaffrey, plus 32. DJ Moore, plus 20. They ran a bootleg play, plus 20. Go five plays, 75 yards. Okay. So they came out and they're ready to roll. But what discouraged me was that all of a sudden we had a third and eight and it turned into 3rd and 18. Back to back, we have illegal procedures on a snap count. It seems like I would tend to trust maybe the tackles in a situation with Cesar Ruiz just off on the snap count, because I know that to frustrate you, because you cannot be in a situation. 3rd and 8 is hard to make. 3rd and 18, you might as well punt.
Yeah, look, it was one of the things we highlighted in the meeting, that we've got to be better playing on the road. We've got to be able to handle the noise. You know, we went in and I think started with, you know, more of a live snap count and moved to a silent snap count. But it wasn't effective. And, you know, when you're trying to convert third downs and you back up like that, you're exactly right. I mean, every time you go 5 yards back, your percentages drop at least 10 to 15%.
So Coach,
now, one more thing, Hoss. The one thing, I know this is never winning football. Now, you know, the ebb and flow of a game, but what was your take when you look at the actually penalties that were called? We end up having 11 for 115. I know you never want 9 or more, 100 yards plus, because then you're basically giving up a touchdown or 10 points. So when you reviewed the penalties, I mean, how did you take that as far as from a discipline standpoint, as far as being penalized as a team?
Well, look, the pre-snap penalties are the things you start with. And there's a handful of these penalties that we're looking at today, and we have to be able to clean up. Then you have some penalties where there's effort involved, and they're tough calls, but that's the NFL. So it's separating the difference between those ones where they're mental as opposed to those ones that, you know, you're taking on a block or you're a little low with pad level. There was two or three where you're going to correct and make the corrections, but the mental ones are the ones that frustrate you.
Coach, obviously, and you said this yesterday, you're never going to talk about the COVID coaches or the injured players as excuses. It is what it is. So my question is really just about how different it was on the sidelines, like the flow of information. I'm not talking about how, if it was impactful to the game, just how different it was for you and Pete and Dennis from a flow of information standpoint because of the situation with the assistant coaches.
Yeah, I don't look at it, or it didn't feel like there was a lack of flow of information. It just meant we were going to review the in-game video or pictures, the tablets, a little bit more in larger groups, you know, occasionally walk back and talk to more groups where they don't have an individual coach. But the information's coming fast, and whether you're calling defenses or calling offenses, you know, you've seen the last series, you know what you want to call, beginning to start the next series.
Okay.
And so that's something that I don't think was much different.
Now, you know, Coach, I wanted to bring this up. You're never going to have too many weapons. And obviously, you want to get the ball in their hands. But through two games, the entire Saints receiving corps has just 11 catches for 164 yards. And more than a third of that total came with Deontay Harrison, the 55-yard touchdown catch in week 1 against the Packers. Are you concerned right now in challenging the receivers that you got to get open? We got to get more separation to help out the quarterback.
Yeah, look, you have two different games. I think it's hard to point to two games in numbers like that, especially when you're hurried on some of these throws where the route doesn't get to develop. So I think we'll pay a little bit closer attention to that as the season progresses. And you know, I think that if we go in and are able to handle some of those protection looks, I think you're going to see some throw opportunities. But each week we're constantly looking at ourselves and self-scout and evaluating ourselves, and this week's no different.
All right, we're going to step aside for a quick break. We'll be back with more of the Saints Coaches Show with head coach Sean Payton, the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back. Mike Haas, Bobby Hebert in Mississippi, Saints head coach Sean Payton Coach, you talked at the end of last week concerning your assistant coaches who were going through the protocols that they would have to have two consecutive negative tests. I guess, what does this week look like, and do you expect to have all of them back? I mean, I know you can't speak to the end of the week, but I guess take me through what has to happen this week for you guys.
Yeah, so they test daily, and each day in the morning they take a test. It's a test that is a little bit more extensive, and the results come back in the PM. You know, if the results come back positive, which they, for instance, did today, they take that same test again tomorrow, and that continues. When the results come back negative, then immediately or late that night or early morning, then they take the more local rapid response test. And so a great example would be Brendan Nugent, who tested negative, you know, on Friday. Then they did another test on Saturday morning. That was negative. And then he came up and was cleared. So basically two cleared tests, and they're back in, no different than a player. Now, the only exception would be a player who's unvaccinated. The protocol is a little different, but all these coaches and all of us in operations are vaccinated. So, you know, you can't control it. And it's hard to predict, Mike, day to day, you know, how someone's feeling. I think of the group of seven or eight, most are feeling good. There might be one or two that are symptomatic.
Now, you know, Coach Payton, looking at individual players, I think I was I just witnessed a lot of promise, and you'd have to give him credit, considering we didn't see him play. We saw him play at the beginning of training camp, but not in the preseason games or the regular season to start. But Peyton Turner, I'm looking at him. He ended up with five total tackles, four and assisted. He had a sack. He had one quarterback hurry, three tackles for a loss. I thought that was impressive. I want you to comment on his contribution, considering Davenport not being available. But a lot of fans are asking me, okay, is Cam Jordan getting old? Where in the hell is Cam Jordan? Because he had a tackle for a loss, but he hasn't been impactful maybe that he was a couple of seasons ago before COVID.
Well, look, he was impactful last week, and obviously the ball was coming out fast this week. Peyton, it was great to see him playing and really getting his first extensive time. You know, we think, you know, he's going to be a tremendous football player. Cam's not gone anywhere. You know, he's someone that's in great shape and has been as consistent a performer as we've had on that side of the ball. So Peyton getting this experience was good. We kind of saw it firsthand, but the fans didn't get a chance to see it because of the preseason and only playing really two preseason games. So we'll continue to work and develop him. And in the meantime, all those guys are going to see a lot of snaps in a rotation.
Coach, we've been, you know, you've kind of brought up something important. We've been talking about these assistant coaches kind of like their numbers on a stat sheet. And so I hope you will tell them, you know, that, hey, we hope they're feeling well, and we hope they'll get back, you know, and to where everything's fine. But we kind of forget the human aspect of this. And so I know it was a rough last week as far as the injuries and that situation. You know, we appreciate your time and wish you nothing but the best of luck in New England.
All right. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Saints head coach Sean Payton. We will take a quick break, but first we want to let our stations identify themselves. You are listening to the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.